We oppose Zionism, but not Judaism.
Yeah.
We reject the claim that Zionism and Judaism are one and the same. We believe that the goals of Zionism are discriminatory and are profoundly inconsistent with the values of Judaism. Judaism, yes. Zionism, no. Judaism,
yes.
Zionism,
no.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
I would like to request Brother Stephen Ellis, is a Canadian human rights lawyer based in Toronto. He is an active organizer in the Palestinian Solidarity Movement and supporter of EDS actions. Brothers and sisters, Brother Stephen Ellis.
Okay.
Free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free Palestine! Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
From the river to the sea!
Palestine will be free!
Brothers and sisters, it's so good to see you. A beautiful day, isn't it?
Yeah!
Yeah, and they have a saying, you know, that if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And you know what you're going to lose if we don't organize? We're going to lose our right to protest. Right? So now, we have various levels of government focusing on Palestine solidarity, trying to denounce the BDS movement. And we say if we don't use it, we're definitely going to lose it. All right? So it's time to get organized. It's time to redouble our efforts. I'll tell you one thing. Early in January 2016, the federal government attacked the Palestine Solidarity Movement by denouncing the BDS movement, and that's an absolute shame. They followed up at the end of the year. Catherine Wynne's government denounced the BDS government again. Shame. And now over the last year, some very pro-Israel politicians at City Hall are trying to render this demonstration, trying to render it illegal. Shame.
Shame.
It's an absolute shame. But why? We have to ask ourselves why. Why are they trying to criticize, to stop criticism of Israel? But why? We have to ask ourselves that question. And one answer could be, well, it could be the power of the Israel lobby. And that's one factor, correct?
Yes.
It also could be that Canada has aspirations to be a regional power as well, correct?
Yes.
But at the same time, we have to look at our own history. We have to look at our own history to understand. Back in the 1940s, delegates from South Africa came to Canada. For what purpose? They wanted to figure out how to suppress the black majority population in South Africa. They looked to Canada because Canada had already established an apartheid system. Canada was a forerunner in apartheid many, many decades ago with the Indian Act, with the reservation system, with the pass card system. Shame.
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 Over 20 years ago, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples, after years of interviews and a report of 4,000 pages long, concluded that the Canadian government had committed genocide against the First Nations people of this country. Shame.
Shame.
Just yesterday, the Committee on Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Children, after years of interviews, have put together a lengthy report and have concluded that Canada has committed genocide against the First Nations people. Shame. We don't have to look far for reasons why this government supports uncritically the Israeli regime. Free, free Palestine!
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 So we don't have to look far to understand why our government doesn't say anything while the Israeli regime murders innocent men, women, and children. We don't have to look far, because this is an apartheid regime. It's an apartheid regime, and Canada sees itself in Israel. That's a shame.
Shame.
Apartheid is woven into the very DNA of this country. Shame.
Shame.
So, we will not be silenced. We will not be cowed. We will stand up for Palestinians. We will stand up for First Nations people as they struggle for self-determination. We will stand up for Grassy Narrows as they fight against the poisoned ground and the poisoned groundwater. We will stand up for Attawapiskat. We will stand up for any group of people who are oppressed. We consistently stand against apartheid. We will not be cowed, we will not be silenced. And any of you who want to be more involved in the struggle against Israeli apartheid and build a movement, I would invite you to contact me after this rally, or you could check out Toronto BDS or the BDS Coalition. But it's time to get organized, brothers and sisters. It's time to take the fight to them. No apartheid. From the river to the sea.
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 Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.